This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Are we actually on, or?
We are on.
Oh. We're on, okay.
You may talk. We are on.
Thank you so much. All right. I just went outside to get the paper, and it was kind of drizzling out. So I don't know.
Well, we are in a, we're in a drought, aren't we?
Well, but there's water coming out of the sky, whatever that is. The weather's
water
been
out of
the last couple of days. We've been working around the house at the other house and just knocking off accomplishments left and right. So we're getting closer. They're coming. They're coming. The Californians are coming. I'm sure that they're all packed up at this point.
And are they driving? Are they driving across? Or are they packing up and flying across?
They're flying, and the moving van is coming, I believe, a week later.
Right. Okay.
So they're going to be living like nomads for a few days, but we're ready for that. I'm sure that it'll be like they came to visit, except they're not going to leave.
Right.
Except that a moving van will show up, and we'll have to unpack it.
That's always fun.
It will be, thank you, Joe. I'm getting reactions of no beard and no hair on my head. I got a haircut yesterday. I went to the barber shop and she teased me. She was going to charge me for 3 haircuts. And then she said, well, you can give me 1 haircut for the company. You can tip me 3 times. But my hair was pretty long. And I have shaved off the beard. So now I have a throat showing.
Do you have a mustache or something, or just shave it all gone?
I have a mustache, but my mother told me last night, we went out for the birthday dinner, my mother told me that my mustache is still too long. But I've cut it back. I've cut it back at least 2.5-3 inches. So I may cut off more, but it's not quite a Pancho Villa mustache, but it's still a little long. I might do it during the show. You never know.
What was the impetus for doing all of this?
How come I'm 71? My mother's telling me to cut my hair.
How come she's still telling you?
Oh, never mind. I get it now. Okay, never mind.
and by the way, clean your room too, Steve. Would you please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick up your stuff off the
floor. Pick up after yourself, will you, please? You left the stuff in the dryer. Will you get rid of that?
make your bed.
She's pretty good at telling me what to do. There's no doubt about it.
And, well, she's had years of practice, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, years of ignoring, mostly. I don't even hear it anymore. But the my wife has taken over. My wife has taken over. She reprimanded me several times yesterday. But for all the people that sent me birthday greetings, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And those of you that are on Facebook, welcome. And if you're not on Facebook and you want to see what my haircut looks like, you can go on Stephen Gladstone, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Gladstone, and come on and see me. You can also comment. Joe Ray Noen Jr. said good morning. And he likes the beardless look. Everybody's telling
me. You know what you should do?
What's
that? You should put 2 photos up there. One with the beard, one without, and have people judge it. See which one gets more hits.
Why would you want me to be judged?
Because I don't want to do it.
Why would you want me to submit myself to, oh, I like the other way better, grow it back?
Right, well, then you go back to your mom and you say, look, I did a survey, and I'm sorry, but the majority says I need the beard. And then she'll go rest, think about that in your room. That's what she'll say to you next. Okay.
You are now quarantined for another 15.
Right. Yeah. Don't step out of your bedroom.
Yeah. It's so the projects at the house, we've been just knocking them off left and right. I actually. Oh, my gosh. You know, have you ever put up a 40-foot ladder?
No.
40-foot ladder. You know, most people are used to 24 or 28-foot ladders. And the back of the house, you can't reach the upper windows with a short ladder like that, which is not short because that's two stories and then a little bit. But I had to put up the 40-foot ladder yesterday to stain some of the shingles that what we did is in the new bathroom, we had to take out a window. And so the window was out, the shingles were installed, and of course they weren't stained when the ladder was there. So I had to get a ladder that I have stored on the side of my house that's a 40-foot ladder that nobody can lift and free it from all the vines and the Japanese whatever crazy kudzu plant that grows right through everything. And I finally put it on my track, on my trailer, and bumped down the road with it and brought it over to the other house, doing about a mile an hour. And trying to set up this ladder requires about three people. That's how heavy it is. And I climbed up there, and I stained the siding and realized that the back of the house is really could use siding instead of painting. But I got it all temporarily stained up, and it looks much better. But
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why are you climbing up a 40-foot ladder? Why don't you hire somebody to do that? It's just dangerous stuff.
Well, it's not a, you see, it was about 20 shingles. It wasn't like a whole building needed to be painted. It was just 20 new shingles where the window used to be. So
but it's still a 40-foot ladder.
Okay. Well, I still consider myself to be in decent shape. I'm not afraid of ladders.
No,
all right. So anyway, I did it.
Well, okay.
No need to spank me. The problem
I
was
get concerned.
Ladder,
that's all.
The problem was getting the ladder down. It's not. It was not coming down easily, and we finally wrestled it down to the ground. But we looked like idiots bringing it down, and it scraped Peter's leg when it hit the ground, and I was bad about it. But it stained, so that was done. And in the midst of things, can you hear the dog crying?
Yeah, I hear that. Yes.
Sandy's walking around the circle out there, and the dog only wants to be in her pocket all the time. So in the midst of everything, one of Ed's garage door guys showed up, and they installed one of the new garage door openers. So now I have Wi-Fi garage doors for the opener.
Nice.
And it was very interesting to watch him work. Because, you know, I've been telling people for years to use Ed's garage doors from Water Street in Norwalk, and that they're Chamberlain dealers and Liftmaster dealers, and what great service they have. But to watch the man install the garage door where there was nothing there and watch the care and the technique that he used was really interesting. He actually brought a folding table into the garage with him that he had in his truck, opened up the folding table, and used that as the readying location for putting all the stuff together. And then he hooked up where the garage door was going to, I keep saying door, but the opener was going to get mounted. And then he set up his ladders and actually put the garage door opener track on one ladder and then set up a second ladder with the box from the opener on top of it to hold it relatively level while he put the hardware in. And it was just, wow. It was obvious this man does this on a daily basis and he's got the technique down perfectly. And when he got all done, it worked great, and then he went over and he fixed the shakiness of the second door and repaired that. because their attitude is they don't leave the house until everything's working right. So I was very pleased with the workmanship and obviously cleaned up after he was done and tested everything. And I highly recommend Ed's Garage Door in Norwalk. If you have garage door opener problems or you need new ones, we have a two-car garage there, and only one of them had a garage door opener. So now they're both set up. And the new Wi-Fi openers are really quite nice because if you're expecting a delivery, you can remotely on your telephone, once you download the app, you can open and close the garage door. So if you know that you're getting a delivery from the toilet and the some of the hardware arrived yesterday from Plimpton and Hills, I could have left the garage door open or opened it when I knew that the delivery was being made. So that's a nice feature for somebody that is away or can't hang around waiting all day for the cable guy to come.
Right, right. That's a really efficient thing. That's really helpful.
You can leave your house locked and just open the garage.
Right.
So, you know, it opens up possibilities for deliveries that we didn't have before. I'm not a big fan of putting the... how can I make the phone be quiet? I can't do that.
Might be a breaking story.
Might be a breaking story, yeah. Mm. She got it. The now I've lost my train of thought.
You were talking. Go ahead. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say you were just okay. You go.
I don't know what I was saying. So my sister's on Facebook wishing both Sandy and I a happy birthday. For those of you that don't know it, my wife and I share the same birthday, which I know sounds
strange,
but it is just the way it is. We met, we compared licenses, and we decided it was okay to date each other because I was 4 hours older than her.
An older man.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, looking at myself in Facebook, it looks to me like one side of my mustache is longer than the other. I have to hold my head differently. I may have to trim.
That's
it.
Always a problem anyway when you have a beard or anything like that. It's always one side maybe a little bit fuller or longer, and then you snip it down. Now it's too short, and then you end up with no mustache, you know?
That has happened. That has happened, yes.
Yep.
Let's see what it looks like with only the chin shaved. Let's see what it looks like with one side. We play these games.
Well, by the way, you were talking about the Wi-Fi stuff, how nice it is to have.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, is that I really don't trust the Wi-Fi door locks. I have two door locks on my house that are combination door locks that you can punch in a combination from the outside, but
right.
I don't want them on the internet because it seems to me that would be too easy to hack. I could be wrong, but I've not connected them to the internet.
Well, you know,
the kids can approach the door, put the code in, and get in on the deadbolts.
I mean, that's one of the things, too, they're working on with you know, the autonomous, or whatever they call them, the cars that drive themselves, because they're real easy to hack.
Yeah.
You don't want that when you're...
anybody would, but, you know...
Oh, well, there are crazy people out there, you know.
There's always devious or crazy people that are out there. And more and more cars have this auto backing out of a space thing where you don't have to be in the car. It's really crazy what's available right now as far as electronics and new things. More and more houses that we're inspecting have charging stations. And I think that's going to be a feature that we're going to see in more houses over time, is that builders are going to put a 240 outlet in the garage in case somebody wants to buy a car. Because when I bought the charging station for downstairs, You could buy an adapter plug that would be for a Tesla or for a Volt or whatever you're working with. So as long as you've got a 30 or 40 amp outlet, you can adapt that plug to go in there. And the prices have come way down. I was talking with somebody the other day about it. My originally charging station for the Volt was like $500. And now you can get something for about $150.
Wow.
That'll do the same thing. That's a big jump.
Is huge. Absolutely. And it just goes to show how many electric cars are out there.
Well, you know, yesterday, I'm one of those people who counts how many Teslas I see in a day because I want to see more. And yesterday I saw seven of them just driving around town. So more and more people are going electric, and I think that that's very exciting. Some countries are actually deciding that they're going to mandate that. You know, just like everything else, when you've got a backup camera in every car, we're going to have a lot less backup problems and backup accidents. The more sensors that are placed in cars, the less likely people are going to be banging into each other. And we just have to wait for a lot of these old cars to get retrofitted, not really retrofitted, but to go to the junkyard and new cars to be bought, because people are demanding these features now, and it's just going to make everything safer. But the idea of electric vehicles and not being gas guzzlers, that's going to change everything. All right, you're listening to Around the House, and we are free-falling here with a bunch of different things, but you're welcome to call us at 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051, and we'll be right back after these words.
If you are experiencing problems with insects or rodents or bed bugs, almost any pest that is annoying you other than people, you need to call Usoli Pest Control at 914-356-9084. A small family-owned and operated personalized service is offered at all times. Same-day service, 22 years of experience. He's local in the Greenwich area, so he's happy to respond to your needs. All of our services are guaranteed. And once again, it's Usoli Pest Control at usolipestcontrol.com and 914-356-9084. And it's Y-S-O-L-I Pest Control. And he's worked at my house, and I recommend him highly. Green Solutions Landscaping and Tree Services is a licensed and insured full-service provider of landscaping, tree removal, masonry, snow removal, and other property maintenance projects. Green Solutions has been serving Fairfield County since 2011 and is operated and managed by Bernal Mora. Green Solutions offers its customers a comprehensive suite of services which will make your property something to be proud of all year long. At Green Solutions, we treat your property as if it was our own. We provide free estimates and references upon request. And they get involved with property management, seasonal cleanups, weeding, pruning, mulching, weekly mowing, planting, grass seeding and sod, irrigation systems, lawn aeration, gutter cleanup, poison ivy removal, masonry, tree removal, fencing, firewood, installation of Christmas lights, and landscaping construction projects, and even snow removal during the winter. So if you want to give them a call, it's 203-400-4949. That's 203-400-4949. www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. That's a mouthful. So www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. And once again, 203-400-4949.
And now back to Around the House with Steve Gladstone.
Thank you. All right, we're back, and my mustache is less. I think now the other side is too long.
But nobody's going to notice.
It's hard to... Well, who's watching?
You know, you'll know it. They're into their own thing.
Bed, which is interesting. They're casting the Facebook on the TV. My father used a word I had never thought he would use other than for fishing, is casting.
What was he using it for?
He's
in reference to?
I guess Facebook on his tablet or on his telephone, and he's able to project it onto the TV using whatever program that is that allows you to
do that
on
yeah.
other devices. That's I think it's an optimum feature. I've only done it once, where I was watching something and was able to get it on my TV. But these devices can do almost anything right now. We're in a lot of houses now where there's cameras all over the place, and it really makes me a little nervous to be having dialogue with people about what's wrong with the house or what they, you know, everybody asks us, what do you think we should negotiate for, or what do you think we should ask the owners for, or what do you think this table's worth? They ask all kinds of questions that if someone's listening, that might not be appropriate. Can you imagine somebody sitting somewhere in another house watching what's going on during the home inspection? That guy shouldn't have said that, or, you know, there's nothing wrong with my house. And that's why we really don't want the owners there, is we want you to feel free enough to have conversations with us about anything and everything and ask questions and maybe just feel foolish a little bit and learn about air conditioning or heating or whatever. But the dialogue is really not supposed to get shared with the homeowner. And a lot of times we're getting so many cameras that you wonder, is it audio? You know, because the Nest cameras pick up sound as well as video.
Right, sure.
A lot of cameras do now. The ones I have in my house are not audio, but I'm going to talk with somebody because I'm probably going to upgrade the system and probably put better cameras in. Because I've got cameras around the house watching the yard, because I want to know if that groundhog is eating my vegetables, and I want to watch the chickens. I've got a camera in the chicken coop that's watching the chickens all the time.
How are the chickens? We haven't had a chicken report
chickens
in a while.
Chickens are getting big. They're really getting big. And several of them that were very distinct looking are looking more and more like the same. There's three of them that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to tell which one is which anymore.
Wow.
They were younger. It was a little easier to figure out which one was Beans and which one was I don't know all their names, but Sandy's got names for all of them.
names.
Well, they're pets.
That's great. Yeah, they're cute though when they're small, you know.
Well, they were cool. Very cute when they were small, but they're you know, I'll generally go out for about 10-15 minutes every day and just go look at them. They're fun to look at. They're interesting, and their behavior is interesting, and they're very tuned into what's going on around. They come over and they'll look at you and they'll peck at you and sometimes they'll run away from you, but they're interesting animals. I can understand why so many people will actually raise chickens. And our enclosure and coop has really worked out very nicely. You know, I put in an automatic feeder, and I put in an automatic door and a water feeder.
Watering thing, right, sure.
Using a rain barrel, and I've really, you know, protected them as much as possible. I mean, I'm always leery about certain things, but...
What kind of diet are they on?
They chicken feed, and she throws vegetables and watermelon and other stuff in there that they peck at. But they're all healthy as anything and doing real well. And probably another 4 or 5 weeks, they're going to start laying eggs.
Wow. So they're full grown now.
Well, they're not full grown, but they're getting there. You know, they're...
Wow.
I think it's like 17 weeks before they will lay eggs. But, you know, we were talking about something you could hold in the palm of your hand, and then now you've got something that is probably weighing about 4 or 5 pounds, maybe more, I don't know. And, you know, we try and play with them a little bit so that they're a little friendlier towards us and a little more used to us. Yesterday,
yeah,
I opened
yeah.
up the enclosure to go inside because they had tipped over their water, and I fixed it, and they didn't run away from me. So they realized that I was not a danger to them.
And you were helping.
That's
cool. That's
kind of important because you want them to be more pet-like.
Right.
I can't say that they're particularly brilliant animals, but they're fun to watch. They're birds. You know, and
well, they've been around a long time, so they're doing something right.
Yes. But you have to watch them, too, because they have certain habits, and you don't want them breaking the eggs, because then they'll eat the eggs. And once they determine that the eggs are food and not just something that they naturally create, then you've got a problem. Because then they'll be
I didn't realize that they would eat the eggs. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, well, they're not fertilized, you know, because there's no rooster.
Right.
So they're just going to be laying eggs. So you've got to create breeding boxes, nesting boxes, and then you have to make a point of getting the eggs out of there. So the way I built the coop is there's an access to the back of the nesting boxes so that you can just take the eggs out without going into the coop.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, there are so many really excellent YouTube videos and videos on Google that if you watch enough of them, you can figure out how to do a bunch of these things. You know, we sent away for these little cup-like devices that the chicken pushes down on a little lever and they get a drink of water. So I made one of these with about 8 of that feeders on there. And the chickens will walk over, peck on it, and get a drink. So I fill that with a tube that's coming from a rain barrel that I add water to on a regular basis. So I'm not worried that they don't have water all day long. And then we have another one outside in the enclosure that they can just get a drink from. And then they have food in a PVC pipe that I put in that... we put the food in from outside the coop, and it goes down the pipe and into a couple of cutouts that they can actually peck into and get the food. So there's always going to be food and water for them.
So what happens in the winter? What do you do in the winter? They just stay inside the coop somehow?
No, they can go outside. They can deal with cold weather. They just have to get acclimated to it. So right now, they're getting acclimated to changes in temperature, because it was
right.
like 80 degrees in the coop when they were growing up. But now as the temperature drops, they go in and out. There's a door leading outside, and they go outside into the enclosure. I don't have them free-ranging, because we'll lose the hawk or something. But they're in the enclosure, and they're wandering around and chasing each other and playing, and at night they come in, we close the doors, and they're in the coop. So it's, you know, there's work to be done. You have to clean out the coop, and you have to make sure that they've got food and water, just like any other animal or pet that you're going to have.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But there's an element of work, and at the same time, we put a swing in, and we put some perches in different places so that they can sleep on the perches. And you know, at night we go in there and we close the door, and then we shut off the lights, and they sleep until morning. And then Sandy goes out in the morning and opens things up again. So it has added work to our day. There's no doubt about it. But it's fun.
Well, it's fun. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. So how long do you have to, how many times do you have to clean it out? Is that an everyday thing, like a dog or something?
There are techniques to make cleanouts less frequently based on the amount of hay and other stuff that you put in on the floor. But they poop regularly, and if you're not cleaning things, then it starts to smell. And if it starts to smell, you could be attracting critters.
Sure.
So we're keeping it nice and neat, and they're messy birds, and so they'll poop on the water container or on the food delivery system, and that's got to get cleaned regularly. And there are some ways. What I've been trying to do is create places where if they're up on the perches, that they don't poop on things that we don't want to get dirty. So we're figuring those things out as well. But it's a learning adventure.
Yeah. That's kind of fun, I think.
We are now
grow and they're doing all that's cool.
Now friendly with a bunch of people who also have chickens, and there's quite a bit of sharing of advice, it's going along well. We're happy.
So do you think you're going to expand, or is this just the amount that you're going to stick with?
I hope not. I hope that would be my wife. And the only way that we could expand is we could make the enclosure bigger by adding another section to it.
Right.
But I'm kind of hoping that we stay with, nine chickens is enough.
It's manageable.
And it is manageable. If we're going to develop a farm, that's a whole other thing. And I really didn't want to go into farming. We're just, raising 9 chickens. But
right.
We'll see what happens. Because, when you watch these videos of other people, you see that they've got goats and that they have ducks and they have all kinds of things. So I'm not really interested in having a farm.
No, that's just too much. Having seen the coop and the whole setup there, it's a nice little bit of land that they have to walk around, and it's all protected, of course.
In theory, they have enough room to be comfortable.
Yeah,
and they've got all kinds of protections in there against predators. But at what point is too much? We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But right now it's very manageable, it's fun, and we're having a good time with it, and we'll see. But, it's like the garden. It's like the vegetable garden. It's like, how much, when you're developing a garden in your yard, do you overdo it? Does it become a burden rather than, it's like people who have too much property, and they suddenly realize that it's more trouble to pick up the leaves or to mow the lawn or whatever than they ever expected. It's really nice to think about 2 acres, but 2 acres is a lot of work. And especially if you have trees and you have shrubbery and you have all kinds of things that need to be pruned on a regular basis, it's a job. And if you don't have Green Solutions coming in and doing stuff and Leo's mowing the lawn, and then suddenly it becomes a task. And as you get older, you don't want all these tasks.
Well, then it doesn't become fun anymore.
Things should be fun. And not everything in life is fun, obviously. But, I look out my window and I look at shrubbery that I planted 10 years ago that has grown up and is covering my fence now. That it's amazing how quickly things grow. We just planted at the new house, we planted 17... emerald green arborvitae, and they're small, they're tiny, but you know what? In another 3 years, they're going to be a wall of arborvitaes, which is really very interesting. So you start out a little small, and you give it a couple of years, and you water the stuff, and maybe one or two will die, and we'll replace them. But, you know, it really makes a big difference when you put in landscaping. And now we've got probably three-quarters of the deer fencing up, and it's already changed the whole feel of the backyard, because what we decided to do was actually fence in the entire yard instead of just a dog run, and then we've set up a separate dog run just for Kendall's dog. And so that way, when they pull in the driveway, if the gate is open, the dog's not going to run away.
But now
the backyard is much more protected from people don't realize that where the house is, it backs onto a very wild, overgrown wetlands area, that there's a lot of deer, and you know, I watch the groundhogs go back and forth. I watch the squirrels and the chipmunks there's coyotes back there. There's foxes. There's all kinds of stuff out there, and all of those animals drop ticks all over the place.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If the place is fenced in, then if she puts a swing set out there, she doesn't have to worry that the kid's going to get ticks as easily, because you know, squirrels and chipmunks are still going to end up on the property. But the deer are looking through the fence and saying, "Hey, what's going on here?"
Well, you're having fun.
Sure, we can take a break. You're listening to Around the House, and most of my family and some of the Canadians are watching as well. So we'll be right back after these words, and I'm going to say hi to a bunch of people.
So many times when people are moving into their new place, they ask me, who should I use for painting? And that's an easy answer for me. It's Jonathan's Painting Service. Jonathan does both interior and exterior, both residential and commercial painting. He's helped me out in several conditions around my house and at the firehouse, and we've referred him to a lot of people and gotten excellent testimonials back in regard to his workmanship. He's up to about 15 guys and about 5 trucks, so he's doing real well. JonathanPainting.com or 203-540-1533, 203-540-1533, Jonathan's Painting Service. As I said, he's fully insured and fully licensed. They are one of the best painting services out there. Attention to detail is really an important aspect of Jonathan's work, and they clean up after themselves, and I absolutely feel that he's the right choice if you're looking for a painting service. Jonathan's Painting Service, 203-540-1533. If you are in a business that you are not particularly happy about being in and you would like to change professions, we at the New England School of Home Inspection are starting classes. We're doing Saturday, Sunday classes right after the radio show. I go run into the classes, and it's a 10-day class. So 10 different dates on the calendar, or 10 different weekends on the calendar. You can learn and take the pre-licensing course for home inspection and complete the first step of getting your license for becoming a home inspector. I've been doing this for over 35 years. It's a wonderful business. And if you have been in the trades or in any business that you're considering changing because you're not happy and you would like to do something else, and you are interested in doing something that is consumer-oriented, and this is a business for people who like to communicate all kinds of things about houses, you can call me at 203-327-6824. That's 203-327-6824. Or you can go on our website, which is New England School of Home Inspection.com. New England School of Home Inspection.com. And there's information with the dates on it. And if you have questions, you can always call me at 203-327-6824. David Baker, Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, providing all types of flooring solutions from initial design through expert installation, located in Fairfield and New Haven counties. His success is being able to connect with his customers. He makes buying floors easy, safe, and effortless, striving to provide a different experience from anything else that people have ever experienced before. He's part of Floor Coverings International, an organization with over 115 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada, offering a wide selection of flooring products in several price ranges, including carpet, hardwood, natural stone, ceramic tile, laminate flooring, vinyl, specialty materials, and eco-friendly selections, including renewable, sustainable hardwood products, natural linoleum, cork, and bamboo. What makes them different is they bring the store to you. So you call and make an appointment at 203-386-1776, and he brings the mobile display room to your door. And he'll bring in the samples, show you what you need to know, and you pick it, he measures it, and they'll come and install it. He brings the store to your door and inspiration to your feet. That's Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, 203-386-1776.
Here's Steve Gladstone around the house.
It's Jeff Roberts. Yeah, we're starting class today at the school. I went there last night until like 12 o'clock at night, wiping down everything with Lysol and Lysol wipes and cleaning things, cleaned the microwave and cleaned the refrigerator and cleaned tabletops and chairs and the place is ready for social distancing. I think we probably only have about 4 or 5 students at the most. But I separated the desks so that everybody is far away from each other and made sure that the bathrooms were clean. And, you know, I haven't really been using the facility in a long time, so it made a big difference. But thanks to Frank, the place was clean. I just had to put my 2 cents in as well. So I went there last night. Everything is ready for class today. And today is an intro day. We talk about home inspection business and report writing and contracts and how to get involved in being part of the business. And the class is going to be interesting today for a bunch of people that are starting. And it's a little confusing when we say that it's 10 days of class. It's not 10 days in a row. It's 10 days broken out over a bunch of months. So we're going to be at the school today and tomorrow, and then in another couple of weeks, we're going to be back there as well, because the book is pretty... you know, it's a big, thick book, and chapters of what to look for with roofing and what to look for with plumbing and explains a lot of terminology. So it takes some time to read and study, and I want people to pre-read before they come to class, and then it's like review for them rather than learning something for the first time. So the school is a lot of fun. But it is important stuff that people are learning. And,
so are they local? I mean, are they coming in from far and wide, or are they generally local area people?
Generally, these are New York and Connecticut people. But we've had people who come from Vermont and from New Hampshire and Maine who generally populate the local hotels and... we've had people from quite a few places, but I think most of the students today are going to be from Connecticut and New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look forward to it. It's fun. It's fun for me. I've been teaching this class for like 30 years, but The intro day is always a fun day because people come in and they're not really sure whether or not it's going to be right for them or not. And by the end of the day, they make that decision and whether or not to commit to coming for the rest of the days of the class. And we allow people to pick and choose what days they attend. So if they, for example, tomorrow is roofing, if Sunday is not a day that they've got free and they've got other plans, then they don't come to roofing, but they may come to plumbing and electrical and HVAC, and then they'll come the next time that roofing is available. So we try and make it as flexible as possible, and I do have some weekend classes and weekday classes and all the rest of it. And as we power up during the winter, there'll be more dates on the calendar. But if it's something of interest to you, go on New England School of Home Inspection.com and take a look at it. And we charge a $100 registration fee for people to come to class for the first day. And so worst comes to worst, if you decide after the first day, nah, I don't want to be there, I don't want to do this, this is not going to work out for me, all you've lost is $100. So it's not a big commitment at that point. And your $100 pays for the entire day of these classes. So,
are people coming because they don't have jobs anymore because of the pandemic, and they need to get into something else?
Something that people should be thinking about is if this sounds attractive to them, then it certainly could be a job. It's a good job because there's a lot of opportunity. Real estate has been booming.
Oh, I know, yeah.
People are moving here from the city and from Brooklyn and Queens because we're still a 45-minute on the train ride into the city. And a lot of people are buying houses in Stamford and Westport and Fairfield and parts in between. And, you know, it's still a great place to live. I mean, our taxes are better than Westchester. And our houses are not nearly as expensive as some of the ones in Westchester. Certainly we have our share of multi-million-dollar houses, but there's still some that are under a million that people can pick up, and there are fixer-uppers and all the rest of it. But the real estate business is busy, and there's a need for more inspectors. But people who are coming to class now should not expect to be in the home inspection business this year. It's going to take some time to get your license and get trained. And this is something that is better learned taking your time rather than rushing. Because we don't want people to get sued, or we don't want people to have bad home inspectors. We want them to have good home inspectors. And so a lot of that stuff, I think, is important.
So how long does the whole thing take, if from start to finish, generally?
Get your license.
You have to have what, 100 hours of
was that it
or something?
You have to take the introductory class. You have
right.
to take the 10 days of class and pass the final exam. And once you're done with your final exam, you have two choices. You can take either the State of Connecticut test or the National Home Inspector's exam. And we encourage people to take the National Home Inspector's exam for some additional reasons. But once you have taken the exam, the last missing ingredient, or the two last missing ingredient, the last missing ingredient is that you have to perform 100 inspections under the supervision of a licensed inspector. So that internship, that mentoring, is going to probably take 8 months to a year.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. Okay, it was 100-something.
You're going to have to hook up with an inspector. You're going to have to go on those inspections and participate in those inspections. You don't have to do the entire inspection, but you need to be on those inspections and being part of it. And the state asks that you keep a journal with the address and what you learned in each of those inspections so that some tracking can be done. And it is the responsibility of the supervisor to keep track of your journal entries and your learning experience. But the whole process to get a license is probably about a year to a year and a half. So if you're unemployed, you might want to find part-time work somewhere and go towards getting your license. But once you get your license, I believe that there's a lot of opportunity out there. And in addition, a lot of other home inspectors know that we run the course and that we frequently have graduates graduating, and they want to know who's graduating and whether or not we feel that that person is good enough to hire. So they may get a job and be part of that internship, or they may have to pay someone to go on that internship. But the advantage to paying, you know, a lot of people say, why would I have to pay? Because you're going to be spending time with an inspector teaching you how to do the inspections in the field. And that's a very important piece of the puzzle, because then you learn what to say, what not to say, how to look at things, what to take apart, what not to take apart. You really learn the business then.
So, and how to put things together again once they take them apart.
I mean, you know, there are tricks to this business, but there's also techniques to this business on how to take an electric panel cover off and what to look for and how to check plumbing and whether or not how to identify the equipment. And you know, even with all my years of experience, we see new equipment on a daily basis. We see new techniques on a daily basis. We see and interact with people and have to explain things to them that if you don't have that body of knowledge, it's going to be difficult. And what you don't want is you don't want somebody walking around saying, oh, that guy, he didn't know what he was doing. He was lucky he had a flashlight in order to look in the nooks and crannies. You know, that's not what you want.
No, not what I would want, that's for sure.
And especially if somebody is buying a $2 million house, their expectation is that you're going to look at everything in that house, which is not true, but that's what their expectations are. So you need to be able to explain to people, what are you doing, what aren't you doing? What are you looking at, what aren't you looking at? And you need to be able to write an intelligent report. So all of these things are touched upon in the school, but they become reality in the field. So both parts of this are important. And what the school does is the school guarantees that if you can't find an intern supervisor, that will do it with you, but there's a fee for that. Did we really kill an hour already?
Wow, there you go.
All right, we're going to be back after the news and weather, and we'll talk a little bit more.
And the ski report.
Not yet. No ski reports yet, unless you're going to Utah. Anyway, back right after the break, and you'll be able to call in as well.
AM 1490 and FM 105.5 WGCH Greenwich. GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Word on the street is that President Trump will nominate Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. That's barring any last-minute changes. Barrett is currently a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals out of Chicago. The president plans to announce the pick at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted all coronavirus restrictions on bars and restaurants, effective immediately. That means they can open at full capacity in the Sunshine State, and counties are virtually powerless if they want to impose local restrictions.
If a local restricts between 50 and 100, they've got to provide the justification, and they've got to identify what the costs involved with doing that are.
Until Friday, local governments could go further than the state as far as restrictions. DeSantis says that the state is prepared if there is a surge in COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Lots of well wishes going to a former Texas congressman. The details from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul was hospitalized after he appeared to suffer a medical episode while recording his YouTube show. The 85-year-old was speaking about free markets on his show, The Ron Paul Liberty Report, when he began to slur his words and lost the ability to speak. He was taken to a hospital in Texas for precautionary reasons. Paul tweeted out a picture of himself in his hospital bed writing, "I am now doing fine. Thanks, everyone, for your concern."
A dad in the Bronx is being hailed as a hero as he shielded his three small children from gunfire at a car dealer. 39-year-old Anthony Jefferson was looking to surprise the mother of his kids for her upcoming birthday. According to a GoFundMe page, he lost his job due to injuries from the incident. That page is well over $100,000 as of Friday afternoon. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans are responding to President Trump not committing to a peaceful transfer of power. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details on that.
The Republican-controlled Senate passed a resolution on Thursday reaffirming their commitment to a peaceful transfer of power if Joe Biden wins the presidential election in November. This comes after President Trump made comments that suggest the Supreme Court battle may ensue over the election results. Regarding President Trump's comments about the election, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells CBS This Morning,
"Well, I think he commits to a peaceful transfer as long as it's a fair election. And I think that even the lead up into this was talking about that very subject. We now know that we have a Department of Justice investigation into ballots that were discarded from veterans in Pennsylvania. That's very troubling. Anyone who sends in a ballot to find them discarded. What we want to make sure is that every vote counts, but that only the vote from one voter to the ballot box is what gets counted, and nothing less, nothing more. And so that's what he's referring to. That's what we're committed to. We're seeing some very problematic rulings by judges."
When Wall Street closed Friday, the Dow closed up nearly 359 points. The NASDAQ was higher by 241 points. The S&P 500 was up nearly 52.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Partly sunny today with a few scattered showers, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy tonight, patchy fog and drizzle developing, 63 to 66. Morning fog and drizzle tomorrow, then mostly cloudy and humid around 75. Considerable cloudiness on Monday with scattered showers, 75 to 80. Partly sunny on Tuesday, afternoon showers and an isolated thunderstorm, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 and 105.5 WGCH.
The following show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
And we're back.
Yay.
So I wanted to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that are going on at the House, because I think that it's of interest to people, the way changes are taking place. The electrician came in, put a new panel box in for extending certain things, and the new bathroom is, obviously put in a new shower and a toilet and a sink, and the plumber is coming back to install that stuff because now the toilet has arrived finally. But the electrician put in LED lights and new switches, and because we took the wall down between the kitchen and the living room, now we have had to move controls for the electric heat and for the overhead lighting, and we've put in more LED bulbs. We actually had the beginnings of the energy audit the other day because there are some additional programs right now for energy efficiency that offer rebates because that house is heated with electricity, and that's not going to be well, it's going to be heated with electricity, but it's not going to be electric baseboard heat much longer.
Yeah, that's going to save some money.
It's very expensive. So what we're doing is October 5th, New England Total Energy is coming in, and they're going to be putting in what's called hyper heat pumps, ductless hyper heat pumps. And those heat pumps are going to be, it's going to be a four-head unit that is going to use refrigerants to transfer heat from outside during the winter and transfer heat outside during the summer to create air conditioning and heating. And it's newer technology that goes down below 0 degrees. So that's going to make a big difference as far as energy efficiency. And once those units are in place, then BRP foaming is coming in, and they're going to be foaming the attic, and that's going to make the house even more energy efficient. And as I said, we put in a new garage door opener downstairs and the deer fencing, but also we're doing the floors. David Baker has sanded and restained some of the floors in the master bedroom and the living room and done the transition between the tile and the wood floors in the living room so that Kendall is going to be able to put down an island in the kitchen area and be able to watch Lincoln as he's playing in the living room. New lighting fixtures have been put up on the outside of the house in different places that are on motion detectors, and the shrubbery has been installed, and a lot of cleanup.
The outside's pretty good.
It's every day it's looking nicer and nicer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We were watching yesterday as there is a chestnut tree on the side of the house, and we were watching the squirrels and the chipmunks taking down the nuts. I don't know if, how many people realize how difficult it is for chestnuts. Chestnuts come down in this ball that looks like a hard ball that is all vines. And not vines, but like stickers, needles. And the animals have to either bite through this or figure out a way to get the nut out of the middle of this thing. But it is the most protected nut you've ever seen.
Oh, and, it's bulletproof.
Yesterday we were watching the squirrels were like setting up a bucket brigade, where there were a couple of them up in the tree knocking them down, and others down in the ground were taking them one by one in their mouths and bringing them off into the woods. And they're probably storing them up for the winter.
Oh, so cool. I wonder if they're union.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were definitely working together.
Isn't that amazing?
It was remarkable. But, you know, when you see ants carrying a whole bunch of things together,
yeah,
you realize that there is some thought process going on.
Yeah.
There's a plan.
Yeah.
And these critters are communicating with each other. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, we always think that, I think the common thing to think about is that, you know, they're just dumb animals and stuff like that. They've lasted millions of years. They can't be that dumb.
I mean, there's got to be a thought process.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go in that house and get something to eat.
Yeah.
Dinner.
I want dinner now. I'm going over there and have some, you know.
Think about birds. If you think about dogs and cats, there's a lot more going on in a lot of these animals. These animals probably are more bored to death because of the lack of expectations we have of them. You know, in the morning, my dogs expect a treat after they come in. And Cairo will, upon being asked, he will open the door. If I leave it ajar, he will open the door to the pantry. He will jump up and turn on the light. And then he will sit down and wait patiently for a treat. And if I don't give him one, he will try and do all kinds of tricks that he knows that will please me so that I'll give him treats.
Well, who trained who? Isn't that something?
Well, yes, that's true. But, you know, the other night when the smoke alarm was going off, one of my smoke alarms in one of the bedrooms was going off, my dog, my brave, wonderful dog that runs away as soon as there's a firecracker or a lightning and thunder, my dog left the house and went to the far corner of the property in the backyard and waited for me to change the battery on the smoke alarm because he hates that noise so much. And as soon as I changed it, he came back in.
Oh, my God.
So
now you have to teach him how to take the battery out and fix it. That's what you have to do.
But I'm telling you, there's an awful lot of thought process that's going on that we're not even aware of.
Oh, sure. I agree with that totally.
And animals will test. They'll check you out to see whether you're dangerous or not. How many times have you been sniffed by a dog or approached by a cat that is being very wary and using scent and all the rest to figure out whether or not you're a safe person to get near?
Right.
You know?
And they detect a vibe with you, whether you are a kind person or not.
Don't you do the same thing with people? Don't you detect? I mean, you may not sniff them, but you.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, I mean, stay out of their crotch. But bottom line is, we're all checking out people to see how dangerous they are. We're using visual cues, and we're using auditory cues, and do they look like someone safe to say hi to? And when we do say hi to them, if they act weird, do we get away from them? You know, there's a thought process involved, and I think our animals do the same thing.
You know, I love dogs. I love all animals, but I love dogs, and dogs, kind of a little bragging here, love me. They know I'm sending out a good vibe that I love dogs, and they come right over to me, and they're ready to play and all that, and
yes,
I love that.
But you send out signals. If you
really
think about it, you send out signals. I mean, I go out of my way when there is a dog in the house that we're doing an inspection to say the following. I say, hey, puppy, good morning. How are you?
I do that.
And so they know that I am not growling at them. I'm not threatening to them. I'm very careful with little dogs because little dogs are threatened much more by big people coming into a strange house. And what you don't want to do is get in between them and their food dish or their water dish.
Right.
You know.
But they listen to the tone of your voice also.
Do.
And that's, you know, when you're saying, hey, puppy, how are you? And you talk nicely, they kind of get that sense that, you know, you're not going to hurt them, hopefully. No, I totally believe that.
So, you know, I think that there's this process goes on with a good deal of the animal kingdom. And don't we fantasize that whole thing with Disney films and stuff like that, where we've got them talking, the Dr. Doolittles and all the rest of that stuff? I mean,
And Nemo, sure.
Them to be thinking and talking to each other. We like
If you've ever had a cat, have you ever had a cat?
Yes.
Sometimes, I swear, I've had cats throughout my life, and sometimes they look at you like, this guy, or at least to me, this guy is an idiot. They give you a look sometimes, and you can almost read their mind, whatever they're thinking of you. And, which makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Because whether it's true or not, that's just the interpretation that I get from sometimes looking at the animals. They just look at you with a look, because they have expressions.
Well, my sister is saying Bailey just sits and shames us into giving her treats. She's very... Well, my poodle will come upstairs into my office and just whine and complain to tell me he wants to go outside.
Yeah.
His room is away, but he'll make it very clear that he needs to go outside. Or when we're watching TV, he will stand in the doorway and whine and complain, and then we'll take him out. And he's a talker. He's very expressive, where Cairo will just kind of whimper a little bit when he wants something. But Cairo also gets up on the stools in the kitchen and sits like a person. He'll sit at the chair at the table because he wants to be part of the family.
Sure. Well, they're pack animals, certainly. Yeah. Yep.
So,
but they never clean up. They never help washing the dishes. That's the only problem. If you could teach them that, that would be really... Or stack them in the
my sister-in-law breeds golden retrievers. And her goldens go over to the dishwasher and lick all the dishes. Now, that's
who doesn't do that?
Dirty. I wouldn't want them doing it while it's clean. Cairo has to, when he wants to come and sit on the couch with us, he has to be called. He will wait at the side of the living room and will say, okay, Cairo, come over here and sit with us. And then he'll climb up on the couch and sit with us.
Oh, nice.
To be invited.
Wow, really?
Yeah, well,
did you teach them that, or did that happen all of a sudden?
It's the poodle in both of these dogs. Poodles are very smart. They are thinking. Where, you know, the golden retrievers were kind of dopey dogs. They were happy-go-lucky and dopey. But this golden doodle, as soon as you put a little bit of poodle in, and I believe that's why so many people are mixing poodle with so many different brands. I mean, all you hear is cockadoodle and labradoodle and all these doodles. The reason why people are doing it is because they have increased the intelligent level on a lot of these pets to the point where there's really a lot more thinking going on. And Cairo has always been extraordinarily smart and very people-oriented. So he wants to participate in everything.
Well, maybe now's the time to start breeding with human beings, you know, poodle human
about a
being.
Topic.
You know?
You talk about specialized breeding and only putting together, that was Hitler.
The best. Right.
Yeah, it probably is, before we start messing with the population. All right, you're listening to Around the House, and we'll be right back after these words.
If you're thinking about fuel oil or propane, you want to be thinking about New England Total Energy. They have 11 trained service technicians. I meet with them on my jobs on a regular basis now because they come and inspect the heating systems when we're doing home inspections for us. New England Total Energy services the Greenwich area and about 50 mile square radius around Greenwich. They also sell electric services, do energy audits, and have the best service group that you could ask for. So if you are contemplating a service contract for your equipment, if you've got air conditioning equipment that you're going to put to sleep for the colder months, you want to give them a call at 203-869-5869, 203-869-5869, your full-service fuel oil company. And once again, it's 203-869-5869. Gutter Guys are located in Stamford, but they cover a good deal of lower Fairfield County. And, you know, a lot of times I see houses that don't have any gutters. And the builders will often say to me, oh, you don't need gutters. We've provided enough drainage around the outside of the house. And I will tell you, that is the most nonsensical thing. You need to control the water. When the water is coming down as rain or snow, or hail, or any other form of water, you need to control it. And so having gutters and leaders is a great idea. And some of the products that they sell include putting up new gutters, putting up new leader pipes, directing water away from the house, and they have all different types of gutter guards and leaf guards and all kinds of things that can make your maintenance much less. So you want to give them a call. It's the Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, 327-1346. And they do gutter cleaning and power washing, and they'll clean your skylights. Give them a call, Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, and tell them you heard it on Around the House. If you're buying a home, selling a home, or just living in a home and wondering if it's falling apart around you, you should call Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections. We look at roofs, crawl spaces, basements, and attics with over 35 years of experience in Fairfield and Westchester counties. We are the best-looking inspectors you can hire. And we do water testing, radon, mold testing, and pool inspections as well. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800-356-9611. That's 800-356-9611. Or check out our testimonials at stonehollow.com, Angie's List, and Yelp. If this is your first home or you've had a bunch, we will help you to better understand conditions, maintenance needs, and safety items to protect you and your family. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800-356-9611. Call today.
Now, back with Steve Gladstone on Around the House.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I'm surprised more people aren't joining us on Facebook because you get to hear more things and more conversations and you get to see me, which may be a good thing or a bad thing, but you get to see us and you get to hear us off the air talking about things that maybe you weren't expecting. I need to talk about budget blinds for a minute. Andrew Bogdan's got budget blinds of Greenwich, Stamford, Darien, New Canaan, Weston, Wilton, and probably some other towns as well. He keeps buying up these franchises. And he's got a very unique business, very similar to David Baker's Floor Coverings International. Budget Blinds has a vehicle, or a couple of vehicles, I believe, where he's got display items in the vehicle. And he comes, you know, he makes an appointment with you, he comes to your house, and he will bring in the plantation blinds and the duets and the automatic blinds and all the drapery samples and things so that you can hold them up to the window and see what you want to purchase. So you don't have to go to the big box store. You don't have to go to the mall or wherever you might shop for window treatments. He comes to your house, and you can pick the color palette that you want for your rooms. And then he does something that is really critical. He carefully measures everything. And so when your order is placed, when it arrives, it comes correct. Instead of you scratching your head at the Home Depot saying, well, I'm not sure whether it's 11 3/8 or 11 5/16 or whatever it might be, they measure carefully, they write it all down, they put the order through. When it arrives, his installers come and install, and they are very careful to not do damage. They're very careful to put down a drop cloth and to make sure that they clean up after it themselves, and to make sure that things are operating properly before leaving. And so the cleanup and the double checking to make sure that you're happy is really critical to his existence. And his prices are good. He's got all kinds of national brands from Lutron and all of the Hunter Douglas and all of the big brands. He's carrying all of that stuff. And when you want customizing of a particular room, let's say you've got a home theater and you want light deadening or light darkening, or you've got a kid's room where you need to, that child can't sleep unless it, in the middle of the day, unless it's really dark. You can do all that stuff easily by calling Budget Blinds, and their number to reach them is 203-580-3362. I'm going to say it again, 203-580-3362. That's the Andrew Bogdan's Budget Blinds. And remember, they've got that first 5-year, no questions asked warranty where they will replace the entire order without even asking why if you are upset about something. So how do you lose with that? And you're not paying double for that opportunity. Good prices, good products, and wonderful customer service.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. You know, I was just thinking that we should record that and probably play it every week instead of my having it live.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably 8 minutes long, though.
Well, there is that. Okay.
Well, guess who just joined me here on the floor, whining and making noises? All right. Remy is here. My dog, Remington. Not named after the gun. I don't know.
After the what? The typewriter? What was the...
Named after a typewriter. Because he pushes my buttons. I don't know.
Buttons all the time. Okay.
The dog is now on my lap. Hi, Guy.
Of course.
All right, so time of the year. It's getting cooler. Might be a good time to clean the windows. Might be a good time to clean the screens. If you have big screens on your house and you haven't taken them down because you've been using the air conditioner more than anything else, might be a good time to take those screens down and do a little scrubbing, maybe to clean any rips and tears that might be there. But I will tell you, it always amazes me when I'm doing a home inspection on a house that so many people don't realize that many windows tilt in for cleaning. Did you know that? And many slider windows, if you lift them up, they come out of the track, and you can actually bring them inside and clean them and then put them back in. So if you look at your windows and see that the sashes are tilt in for cleaning, you could do a little bit of cleaning and make them a lot more pleasant for the winter or for colder weather. And also, it's a good time to clean those skylights, because as we approach colder weather, might be a great idea to have someone or to get up there yourself if you're capable and clean all that pollen off the glass or the plastic so that you can actually get some sun coming in. So think about that. And it doesn't require any heavy-duty cleaning materials. Most people have a container of Windex or some vinegar and a sponge and some newspapers or some paper towels. The paper towels may be tricky right now with all the shortages of paper towels, but cleaning the windows is really an important aspect. And, you know, if you look out those windows and you see that the shrubbery has grown over the view looking out, maybe it's a good time to do a little bit of pruning. Pruning is a good thing to do when it gets cooler out. The plant can handle the pruning. And if you look at the amount of growth that you've had as a result of the summer, it may be the right time to be pruning some of these rhododendrons and boxwoods and whatever trees you've got. I actually pruned down the apple tree and the peach tree this last month to cut down some of the stuff where there is no fruit anyway, way up high. And it makes the tree a lot more manageable if you're doing some pruning. So a bunch of projects that you can take on in the fall are good projects that will make a difference the rest of the year. The other thing I'm going to do probably in the next week or so is take out the power washer and do some power washing of some of the things that are outside, so that they are a little bit cleaner before we get into the winter. And I'm going to probably paint another speed bump or two on the street because I want to do that before it gets much colder. Thank you, Dean.
We are live.
We are live. With
this is radio. We are live.
As soon as someone comes in my door, my burglar alarm goes off. My two barking dogs.
That's a great gift to have. Yeah, you're barking dogs.
Sometimes, but it's when I come in the door and they bark. It's
unnecessary. Well, that does say something, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's part of the problem, is that I do come in different times, or one of the kids will come in, or the grandkids will come in, and it'll be, later in the evening, and the dogs will go off.
Yeah, yeah.
And they feel an obligation to bark whenever anybody comes in, even if they know who that person is.
Well, I always figure, they're doing their job. Millions of years, they've been doing this. They're doing their job, so don't scold them. Just say, okay.
In a more quiet manner.
Yeah.
They could just stand there and growl.
Or point, would be a good thing. Just say, over there, something's going on over there.
Yeah.
But that's their job. That's what they're, that's what they do. And we love them for it. It's a great thing.
So, Tony, it still looks very gray out there. Is the weather forecast for rain?
Kind of drizzle, yeah.
Just drizzle?
Drizzle and then clearing up. Yeah, next couple days, a little drizzly.
That's too bad. I like when the weekends are nice and sunny and pleasant and we can get things done. We want to finish the deer fencing on Sunday. Peter's going to be working by himself because I'm going to be teaching, but the hope is we'll get some little bit more of the dog run done so that when the kids get here that they have a place for the dog.
But it's been a really good summer for weekends. We haven't had a lot of rainy days this summer.
Well, they,
especially on the weekends, it's been nice.
It's been nice. The problem is we don't have enough water in the reservoir.
Right.
So
right.
We really
we'll do that
need
during the week.
Rain, but those of you with sprinkler systems, we're still on 2-day restrictions with aquarium. on the wrong days or forget to set your timers so they go off. But we do need.
Is that statewide here, or is it just regions?
I'm really not sure.
Mm.
I like to be a font of information, but I'm not sure. But I know that the Stamford Greenwich area, we're on a 2-day restriction with the watering.
Yeah.
But I still drive by places where they're watering all the time, watering every day and stuff like
that. Yeah.
And
I see that.
There are people who are just going to say, "Well, it's too bad. I don't want my grass to be anything other than emerald green." So that's the way it is. But we have been lucky, and the weather has not been too bad. But it has been getting chilly. We are noticing the temperature dropping. And
fall. It's fall now.
It should be October, so that's happening. And we're in the midst of the Jewish holidays right now, so tomorrow is Yom Kippur, Monday, really. Monday. And so there's going to be a lot of unhappy Jewish people walking around very hungry because they're fasting. So be patient.
I will be one of those people.
Be patient with your Jewish friends. They may be a little grumbling, maybe a little less happy walking around until sundown. Yeah, you're fasting this year?
Yes, but it's 1 day. There are people all over the world who have food any day.
World that are hungry constantly, yes.
Yeah,
It is a little bit of self-reflection to give up food for a day, yeah. We used to plan what we would eat the night before and what we would be eating at sundown at the end of breaking the fast. If people are ill, if they're sick, it's not a good idea.
Right. Well, I'm a traditionalist. At the end of the fast, I have pizza.
Really?
Just like the ancient Jews did, yes, pizza, yeah.
You have that flatbread pizza?
Yeah, I do. I go right to my, my people and get pizza, like I did last night, yes.
Okay. I had paella last night.
Oh, I love paella.
If you want the best paella I've had outside of Spain, go to Cactus Rose in Wilton.
Oh, I know that place. I've been there. Yes.
Well, we went out for our birthday dinner last night with my parents. They were kind enough to take us out. And we had paella. They had a special where they had lobster paella. So there was half 1 pound lobster on top of the paella. But they had the most wonderful spiced rice and seafood. And it was absolutely perfect. And it's just a nice restaurant with a nice atmosphere.
It is.
And the food is excellent. So I encourage people, that's my restaurant review for the day.
Yeah, they're in that one of those shopping centers there in Wilton along the river there.
Wilton Center, near all the condos and...
Right.
Just beyond Wilton Hardware, and there's a shopping center in there. I'm not sure what brand shopping supermarket it is, but it's a very large restaurant, and because of the relaxation of the amount of diners allowed both indoors and outside on their patio and on their sidewalk, there were a lot of people there last night on a Friday night, but everybody was wearing masks and being very careful.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a very nice place. I've been there and eaten there, yes.
Very pleasant and not too pricey. So if you're watching your budget, it can be a nice adventure to go there.
Yep.
But the paella is just wonderful. And you can get it with sausage or without sausage. And it makes a big difference when the rice is really excellent. So that was a good birthday dinner. Excellent birthday dinner.
You know, I apologize. I didn't know you. I didn't know it was your birthday. When was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Now you got to wait another year.
You know, I saw the parade. I didn't know it was for you, so I apologize.
Yeah. You
went right by my house.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact that it's my wife's birthday the same day always makes it very difficult because I'll say to her, well, what do you want for your birthday? And she'll say, I don't need anything. And she'll say, well, what do you want? And I'll say, well, I don't need anything. Anything I need, I go buy. So we end up disappointing each other. But I'll say, do you want jewelry? Do you want this? Do you want flowers? Do you want blah, 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 blah? No. Don't waste the money. We'll spend it on the new house.
And you're doing that very well. Yeah.
And we have. Although I don't think it's wasted. I think it's...
No. But I'm sure earlier in your marriage, you did a lot of fun things like that. And after a while, it's like a birthday. You go, well, I've got everything, or I don't know. You know, what do I need?
What I miss more than anything else, and I'm sure I'm not alone with this, is traveling.
Yeah.
I want to go away. I want to go on a trip somewhere. I want to have a vacation. And we just haven't done that yet. And when it's safe to do that, we'll do that. But we're, you know, like the rest of the world, we're all biding our time until this virus goes away. And the non-believers are making it last longer because they're not willing to wear the masks. They're not willing to self-distance. They're still fist bumping and shaking hands and getting up in other people's faces. And it's going to take some time before this goes away. But if we all wear the masks and we all self-distance and we all do what we're supposed to do, this will pass. And although there will be other things that will be probably just as bad, we'll get by this.
Well, but my view is of the people who don't believe in science, why do you still go to the doctor then?
Well,
why? You know, that's all science.
There's a fear factor when it applies to yourself. But if somebody thinks that they've been misled or they think that this is all hype, I mean, they got to be crazy at this point. But,
absolutely.
But there's still people that believe that they're not going to get sick no matter what. And so
they'll
walk around passively and even possibly spreading it around. So you have to think of yourself as somebody who might have it, even though you don't feel anything. Because there's just too much transmission of it to negate that. And once they figure it out, once they get a vaccine and all the rest of it, there are going to be people who won't take the vaccine. They're going to make it take longer to get rid of it as well. I'll be first in line to take that vaccine.
Well, if it's fully approved, that's one thing. Yeah,
that's
but the
way
they're going now.
That we don't want something to be rushed, but at the same time, if somebody is sick and they're willing to be the guinea pigs for some of this stuff, then more power to them as long as they're willing to take on these risks. But, you know, don't shoot me up with something that you're not aware of, that you don't know what the side effects are going to be.
And common sense comes in here, too. You know, you don't want to use Lysol or you drink Lysol or any of that stuff. You know,
or take certain drugs that we don't even know are safe.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we've been lied to so many times that we've got to be really careful with this stuff.
Yep.
Because
there
are people who don't want you to think that this is real. But, you know, mass graves and all these hospitals that have overtaxed all these doctors and all these doctors and nurses that have died as well. I mean, this is not fake news.
Not when you hit 200,000.
And you can't make light of it. You really can't. It's just this is too important that we protect these kids, that we protect these future generations. I don't believe that we're building some kind of resistance to this stuff. I think that we have to treat it like a disease. And it is worldwide. I mean, if we, you know, we don't focus on what's happening in other countries, but you know that sanitation in other countries is not anywhere near close to what sanitation is in this country. And you know that medical assistance is not anywhere near what it is in other countries compared to what it is in the United States. But we have doubters that are unbelievable. Oh, this is not going to happen to me. This is, you know, this is all a game. And we better be careful.
Very true. Time for a break.
All right, you're listening to Around the House, and us getting a little bit more political. So what are you going to do?
All right, let me tell you a little bit about the window people. They've been in business over 80 years doing home improvements and creating home improvement excellence. Ted Davey and I have been friends for more than 35 years, and they're located at 43 McGee Avenue in Stamford. The window people do all kinds of home improvements at this point, not only windows and doors, but they're doing roofing, they're doing siding, they're doing all kinds of improvements. Their website is www.thewindowpeople.net. You can reach them by dialing 203-323-1804. They've been selling and installing high-quality windows, doors, roofing, skylights, siding, awnings, selling it to homeowners and contractors and businesses in Fairfield and Westchester counties since 1932. And Ted Davey is involved with every aspect of it and a friend of mine. So when you call him, tell him Steve Gladstone told you to call. Let's just talk about M&M. M&M Construction is my friend Marek. And every time we've had an idea around the house to do something, I've brought Marek in the first time just to give me some ideas. And that's a wonderful thing. But many times we inspect houses and people say, oh, before we move in, we're going to renovate all this and that. And I'll say to them, do you have a contractor in place? And they'll say, well, no, we'll find one. Well, it's a little bit more time consuming than that. And you want somebody who's going to go take out a permit. You want somebody who's going to do the job properly. And that's M&M Construction. I have gotten tons and tons of testimonials from my clients who I've referred Marek and his guys to. They do a beautiful job. They use the right materials. If you are trying to cheap out something, he'll work with you, but he'll do his best to try and make sure that the job is done top-notch. M&M Construction can be reached at 203-834-9719, 203-834-9719. M&M Construction, FairfieldCountyContractor.com is their website. I urge you to call them at 203-834-9719.
Here's Steve Gladstone and his show, Around the House.
Yay, Steve Gladstone.
We're back. Yay.
We're back. And if you were on Facebook, you heard all these other conversations. So I'm going to be running off to the school in about another 10, 15 minutes. If you want to call in, you're welcome to call in. It's 203-661-5051. 203-661-5051. A lot of people have wished me happy birthday on Facebook and LinkedIn and other social media. So thank you for those happy birthday wishes. And same for Sandy. The rest of the day for me is going to be teaching at the school, but it looks like it's going to be kind of drizzly and gray out there. So I think you can forego the window cleaning today, but we put that in the back of your mind that that's a project that might be a good idea. Also, the gutter cleaning, as the leaves fall, and they're going to start falling, you're going to want to make sure that those gutters are clear before it rains hard so that they don't get stopped up and overflowing. And you may want to talk to your landscaper about doing some pruning, because this is a good time of the year for pruning. Get things back under control, clean up a little bit, and it's also a good time for power washing driveways and walkways and maybe putting some crack sealant in for the winter on the driveways. So there's a lot of little projects that could be done before you start putting away the lawn tools and the lawn mowers and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can do the driveway markers.
Yeah, we talked about putting in the piping along the edge of the Belgium block or the edging of your driveway, putting those in so that you've got place to put the reflectors in when it gets colder and the ground is frozen. So those are a good thing to do. And remember, one of the things that I did with the Belgium block, because sometimes you can't remember where those pipes are in the grass, is you could put a little dot of spray paint on the Belgium block where the pipe is in the grass so that you can actually find it when you need to put the reflector in the pipe.
That's a good idea.
You know, one of the things that I did recently is we put a flag up on the new house. Didn't talk about that, but there was John Lund, who owned the house before me, was a Marine, and so he always had the Marine flag flying on the flagpole, and so I had a an American flag that I have now mounted up on the flagpole, and one of the, in theory, proper flag etiquette is that if you fly a flag at night, it should be illuminated. And so one of the spotlights that I have actually helps to illuminate the flag a little bit at night without blinding my neighbors. And so I don't have to take that flag down every night, but I like having a flag in front of the house.
Yeah. That's a nice touch. I like that too.
Well, I have one on my house, to have a flagpole and not have a flag on it, it seemed kind of silly.
Yeah, yeah. And all the work is done. You just have to put the flag up and down. That's all.
Yep. So 203-661-5051. If you want to call in, we got about 6 minutes, 7 minutes. We can chat for a minute or not. If you've got a question about your house, you can call in or not, or we'll just make up something for the next 7 minutes.
Which is what we usually do.
Which is what we usually do, yeah.
So we've gotten okay with it. So,
are you back?
Well, I'm going back to, to the purging of my storage locker again.
That's
today.
That's what I was going to ask you. You going back to do that again?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
See, I found a new way of purging now. I'm bringing everything to the other house.
There you go. Perfect.
So my tractor is down there. Two of my ladders are down there now. The lawnmower is down there. My shovels and my wheelbarrow are down there.
Well, maybe I'll bring some of my stuff over.
Obviously, we're using all that stuff down there, but at night I don't bring it back to the house, so... all of a sudden, there's a little bit more room in the garage.
Yeah, it's nice. And at that point, you're probably saying, why didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah.
I have all this extra room now. This is nice.
House, so I can put all my crap somewhere else.
Right. That's all it comes out. You just move it around. That's like a chessboard. You just move it around every now and then.
But I'm going to have to do another dump run because there's still a bunch of stuff there that I don't know why we didn't put it in the dumpster when we had the dumpster. Or maybe we'll just get another dumpster.
Is there that much you need another dumpster?
Well, no, but, the dumpsters are certainly convenient.
Yeah.
And there are pieces of furniture and other things that if I break them up and load up another dumpster, it might be worth it, rather than just dragging it in the truck over to the recycling center.
Yeah, you can do it all at once, probably.
And there's
those are handy. I love those.
I want to wait until my daughter comes out and see if she wants it. But we gave away the Raceway bed yesterday, and I've given away a couple of window air conditioners, stuff that we're definitely not going to need. that maybe somebody else can benefit by.
Well, that's great. So is all the exterior work done, or is everything now indoors?
We're still doing fencing, and we've still got a little bit more planting to do, but we're getting there. And when the air conditioning is put in, there's going to be an outside unit for the air conditioners. But it's certainly, it's like night and day. It looks a lot better.
Have you been sending, like, videos to your daughter to show what's going, the progress?
We've been
FaceTiming. Or are they just coming out here blindly?
No, we've been FaceTiming quite a bit. And she's making decisions about lighting and other things. Yesterday, I held up the light fixture that used to be in the kitchen and held up one I bought at Lowe's, and she said to me, no, definitely the Lowe's one. So that'll
get involved. That's cool. That's great.
And, you know, she's been taking part in a lot of the decisions. Not always happy with my decisions, but I'm trying to make it as safe as possible for them.
Yeah, yeah. But once she sees it in person...
Oh, they're going to be happy. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question.
And it's going to be very pleasant for them to live there because we have made major improvements that are going to really make a big difference. The heating system is going to make a big difference, the energy efficiency. But the master bedroom bathroom that we just installed is really going to be a big help. Because there were only two bathrooms in the house, and now there's three, so that'll certainly add to the comfort level. And we created a gym room down in a basement finished room that when they come, they'll be able to help me put it all together, and that's going to be a very pleasant room for them to work with as well. And on, you know, it just gets better and better.
You know, the one down point about having your own gym is you don't have any excuse not to do it.
No, that's not true.
You can't say.
You can think of almost every single day. You can come up with I'm going to do this instead of exercising.
Or you say, well, this will be my equivalent of exercising. I'm moving things around. I'm walking around.
Or I can't do it today. I have to chase the kid around the living room.
Right, there you go.
You have excuses, and you can just not go in there. But committing that much space to a gym will often encourage people to use it. And they're gym-oriented people. They like belonging to a gym. They like using gym equipment, so I'm sure they
know. Oh, well, in that case, it's different. I know a lot of people who just buy stuff and, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and it ends up in your truck going somewhere else.
Yeah, well, that's how we get some of this equipment, is people say, I don't want it anymore, it's just holding up clothing on an exercycle.
You know? Yeah, really.
All right. Everybody have a good week. Stay safe. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Steve. Happy birthday.
Teach a class now.